argue it amounts to presidential harassment. The judge will see both parties again in 4 days. Federal investigators are on their way to Ketchikan, Alaska, after a deadly mid-air collision between two sightseeing planes. Two people are still missing.
The debris field is over land and water. Volunteers are searching the forest and beach areas for any signs of the missing victims. The Coast Guard is using boats and a helicopter to search the water and land. A fourth victim's body was found by divers underwater.
ABC's Alex Stone. Comic TV actor Tim Conway has died after a long illness. He was a major player on The Carol Burnett Show in the 1970s and more recently a voice on SpongeBob SquarePants. Conway was 85. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 294 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, this is Kevin Fowler from the sales department at Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. We are having a special RV sale that is different from anything we have ever done in almost 30 years of business. Dan Reed has ordered us to immediately liquidate 100 travel trailers and fifth wheels in the next 30 days. With all the unpredicted rains this year, we have more inventory than ever before, so take advantage of this overstock sale while it lasts. Here at Reed's Trailer Sales, we have the two top selling fifth wheel brands in their class, Montana and Cougar. We also have some of the best travel trailers on the market, such as Lance, Hideout, Cougar, Retro, and more. We are family-owned and have a full service and parts department, so we can take care of you not only before the sale, but after the sale as well. We are having bigger discounts than ever before with some deals.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, how are you, Elise?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Excellent. Yes. Today is pretty exciting because we have a very fun guest who will be joining us, and he hopefully will also be with us when we have a fun mixer and meeting for people to learn more about Windstar coming up on May 21st. But we'll talk about that in just a second. Let's go ahead and get him on the line. His name is Dave Schoenfeld, Regional Sales Manager for Windstar. Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. I'm so happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, Elise is here, too, and she is pretty excited to talk to you about Windstar and all the great advantages to traveling with Windstar.
To me, it's just such an amazing cruise line that most people, it's not a name recognition that you hear because it's such a unique product.
Okay, cool.
And it's different from I should say most cruise lines because of the size and the destinations that it goes to. So I think Dave's going to talk a little bit about that.
Excellent. Dave, can you tell us about Windstar?
You know, Windstar is a unique product. We have a fleet of 6 small ships. And when I say small, they range from 148 guests up to about 310 guests. But the unique differentiator here is that we go to many of those smaller ports and the hidden harbors where big ships can't access. So it makes for a much more authentic destination experience once you get somewhere. And so that's really the first thing that sets us apart in being a small ship cruise line. And there's a lot of other things. Probably the best thing about Windstar is that it's a luxury product, but it's casual. So there's no stuffiness, no pretentiousness. It's like being on your own private yacht for a week or 10 days or however long your cruise is going, yeah.
That's really cool. So tell us about some of the ports that you visit.
So Windstar is pretty much a worldwide product these days. We spend much of the spring, summer, and fall throughout Europe, and pretty much everywhere you could go in Europe, from the Greek Isles all the way through the Mediterranean and Croatia, and then up to Northern Europe where we go to the Baltic and Scandinavia and even Iceland. So we have cruises throughout Europe. In the tropics, you'll find us in Tahiti year-round.
Oh.
And that is our number one selling, most popular cruise, mm-hmm. where we cruise the islands of Tahiti for 7 to 10 days, and people get to just enjoy the beauty and the water and just everything Tahiti has to offer.
And Tahiti is one of those locations that you see the pictures of these just crystal blue waters and the sky reflecting in that water and the just beauty of the islands. And that seems like just the ideal sort of bucket list kind of location that you want to visit.
Oh, absolutely. And it's our number one rated cruise. We get Just nothing but fabulous reviews. Other places that Windstar now goes are we go to Costa Rica and through the Panama Canal. So there's so much to offer down there. We're also in the Caribbean throughout the wintertime. The unique thing about Windstar in the Caribbean is we don't go to the same ports that the big ships go to.
Okay.
So instead of going to St. Thomas and Grand Cayman and Cozumel, we're going to little yacht harbors, places like St. Bart's and little villages, Joost Van Dyk and Tortola, the British Virgin Islands. So we get to go to places that are just off the beaten path. They're not commercial. They just have beautiful beaches, and they're just very interesting to visit without the crowds of some of these bigger commercial ports.
Exactly.
We're also up in Alaska, by the way, and that's a new destination for Windstar. We do expedition-style cruises in Alaska from mid-May all the way through early September. And you get to go out on excursions in small groups, out on kayaks and zodiacs, and it's just really interactive, and our guests get up close and personal to nature. So there's a lot to offer on Windstar Cruises right now.
And some of these destinations, like the Panama Canal, I mean, that is just so much fun to be able to visit, and especially for the ecology of the area as well.
The nice part about that is that it's so small that you could really pass through. Some of the bigger ships, you have to wait because of the size. And this, you're really spending time.
Wow, cool.
Seeing the canal.
Exactly, yeah.
Longer port times is definitely an advantage on our small ship cruises, because if there's something going on and you want to stay in port, our cruise ships will stay there late into the evening in many cases. In some cases, the towns are small, and we just want to pick up and go to the next port stop. So we can be a little more flexible in how much time we spend. And in some cases, we even spend overnights in some ports.
Wow, wow. Let's talk a little bit about the ships themselves. They're gorgeous.
Oh, absolutely. Our ships are, well, we have two different types. We have our masted sailing ships, which are basically 4- and 5-masted ships that hold between 148 and 310 guests. They're fully luxurious, absolutely gorgeous staterooms. Everybody gets an outside cabin, so you have windows in all your staterooms. And these ships are just beautiful to look at, and it's a unique way to cruise. It is still a cruise ship that is motorized, but the sails will help push us along and make us look beautiful as we cruise past exotic places.
So that's really romantic, the way that they look. It makes you feel like you're out on a beautiful sailboat.
Oh, absolutely. And when those conditions are absolutely perfect in the Caribbean and some of those tropical places, we actually do cut the motors and sail. And, and that's what our guests really love, is when we can just shut it down and sail into the wind and be like a true sailing yacht. And that's the best part of the Windstar experience.
But not skimping on the luxury end, right?
Not skipping or skimping at all.
Right.
Don't let the sails throw you off. We're not a barefoot cruise. We are a luxury product. And again, though, but we do it in a relaxed fashion and without any of the pretentiousness.
And you know, some of the, what I like about it is a lot of your water sports are included on your sailings that you have, and that's something that most of the time when you're on a ship that you have to pay extra for, and that can add up to quite a bit extra.
Yeah, Windstar has a water sports platform on all of their vessels, and when we're in, mainly in the tropics, we get to use it, and of course when conditions warrant. So we offer everything from kayaks and stand-up paddle boards and water skiing, swimming and snorkeling right off the back of the ship in many of the ports that we visit. So it is an advantage of small ship cruising that you could never do on a bigger ship.
Well, or if you have to, they charge you quite a bit of money to take a shore excursion in order to do that, in order to experience that. We're on Windstar. It's part of your package. It's part of your vacation.
Cool. Wow.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about life on board. What is it like?
Wow. Life on board a Windstar cruise is so different. It is, it's casual, but it's still elegant. It's like being at your own country club, and the service is just so spot on, but it's done in a very relaxed manner. So the staff will remember your name, and they'll remember your preferences. You could walk up to the bar on the second day of your cruise, and they'll likely start making the same drink that you enjoyed the day before.
Wow.
And they remember the little things, and those little things that mean a lot to our guests. It's important the way our crew interacts with the guests, and by the end of the cruise, they're all just one big happy family, and it's just really wonderful.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the food options on board.
So food on Windstar has always been very good. But about 2 years ago, we started partnering with the James Beard Foundation, so a very prestigious food organization. And what we've done is we've brought on about six times a year a James Beard award-winning chef from a restaurant somewhere around the world who has gone and cooked for our guests and just interacted and done cooking demonstrations. And each time we do this, these chefs will leave recipes that they created on board that we now incorporate into our evening menus on all Windstar cruises. So when you open your dinner menu on a Windstar cruise, you're looking at some selections from James Beard award-winning chefs who have actually been on Windstar, and they've made our food just absolutely amazing. And the nicest thing on a small ship like Windstar is that when you go into the restaurant at night, you don't have set dining times. Mm. You walk in when you want, you walk in with whom you want, you get seated, and it's like being in a five-star restaurant.
Yeah.
And then your food is cooked to order. There's nothing sitting around waiting on under heaters and things like that. It's gourmet food that is cooked right on the spot. And so that's the advantage of small ship and Windstar food.
Yeah, you're not just a number. You actually are a name,
mm-hmm.
and you're like Dave said, your preferences are remembered. But I like all the different destinations that Windstar goes to.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, every time I look through your brochures and online, I get all excited because it's like, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there, and because it's different. It's, I mean, to be able to go around Iceland. And
wow.
To be able, you know, Asia is also very, very big
mm-hmm.
with Windstar.
We'll talk about more of those destinations in just a moment. We're talking with Dave Schoenfeld. He is the regional sales manager for Windstar Cruises. And you can meet with Dave and with Elise and her team on May 21st at Merrill Lynch in Santa Rosa. It'll be at 6 p.m. You'll have an opportunity to learn more about Windstar and their ships and their beautiful destinations that they go to, some of these wonderful culinary opportunities that Dave has mentioned with the James Beard chefs, and all of the wonderful things that you can do and really have a trip of a lifetime. If you want to attend this, and it is free, you do need to reach out to Elise. Send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. .net, Wise is with a Z, and you can put you on the list so that you'll be able to attend. It is free, but you do need to RSVP. It's coming up on May 21st, 6 p.m. in Santa Rosa. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
And she's live without a care.
Keep cool this summer. Now through May, Ongro & Sons is offering an AC tune-up free on check and charge that includes up to 1 pound of Freon, regularly priced at $249, for just $49. Tuning up your AC will enhance your home comfort, help minimize repair and operating costs, and increase the life expectancy of your system.
Hello, friends. This is Ernie Ongro. Along with my brother Paul and cousins Dean and Mitch, we own and operate Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, Ongro & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $49 AC tune-up free on check and charge, visit OnGrowAndSons.com or call 579-3511. Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Do you know why 100 Sonoma homeowners are rebuilding with Stonefield Development? Stonefield began working with fire survivors in 2003 and is credited with creating the national blueprint for fire disaster group rebuilds. They use plans from award-winning architects with highly competitive pricing, or you can build your own custom plan. Spring and summer starts are available to begin your rebuild. Find out how Stonefield can get you back home quickly in a house you'll be proud to show off. Learn more at StonefieldDevelopment.com. It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And you can reach out to Elise by sending her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is spelled with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. And our guest today is from Windstar Cruises. Dave Schoenfeld is the regional sales manager for Windstar. And right before the break, we talked about a destination that is very interesting for Elise and also for me. I did have a chance to visit there, but it was a whirlwind trip, and I'd love to spend more time in Iceland. Tell us about your cruises to Iceland.
So in Iceland, Windstar is there in the summer months when it's as warm as possible.
That was my mistake. July. I went in November, so there you go.
Well, you're bolder than I am, but we're there in July and August when it's probably a toasty 65 degrees on a good day.
Nice.
And our cruises are unique because in 7 days you get to circumnavigate the entire country.
Wow.
So we start in Reykjavik and end up a week later in Reykjavik. And we literally go around the island, and we stop every single day. There'll be optional excursions that are offered where you can participate and go see some of the beauty and the sights of Iceland. And then you do this aboard one of our luxury motor yachts. We talked about the sailing yachts, but I hadn't mentioned the motor yachts. Mm. We have these gorgeous, all-suite, 212-passenger motor yachts that circumnavigate places like Iceland. And everybody gets a very large suite with either large windows or French balconies. And so you're cruising in comfort and style. And it's the same exact Windstar experience as the sailing ships, but you're actually in a nice, intimate, more traditional-looking cruise ship without the sails.
Wow. And I have to imagine that a place as gorgeous as Iceland is, that people who are very much into discovering, you know, the natural world and ecology would be their trip that they would want to take.
Oh, absolutely. And especially with some of the excursions that we offer, and they range from mild to challenging. You know, we have some nice kayak excursions and you know, other things that'll get you up close and personal to nature in places like Iceland.
Wow. You know, Iceland is one of the most expensive places to go to and stay, much like Japan. Mm-hmm. Japan, and what a great value it is. And there's still a lot of space, not a lot of space, but there is still some space this year for some great specials and
really?
Great offers. Every few weeks, there's a different destination that's on special, which I love. It's like, where is it going to be this week? You know, it's always exciting.
That's excellent. Tell us a little bit about Japan.
Wow. So Windstar has been doing Japan for a couple of years now, and it's the cruise that seems to sell out quickest amongst all of our Asia cruises. This cruise is a 10-day journey that goes from Tokyo to Osaka or back from Osaka to Tokyo. And like a typical Windstar cruise, you are actually in port every single day with one day at sea. So we really are focusing on the destination. And so we're almost like being on a land tour, yet you unpack once and you have your beautiful ship and your suite, and each day you're in a different destination. So you're seeing in 10 days more than you could probably ever see on land. And that's what really makes Windstar unique, being able to get to these smaller ports.
And Elise, you were saying that the value of this is incredible.
Yeah, I just had a client who's going wants to go as a land. So she asked me to get her a tour guide in Japan. I could not believe the cost of the tour guide
really?
In Japan. It was more than the hotel. It was almost $1,000 for a day of touring. And it's just because she wanted to go to other towns that you couldn't go to. But Windstar's doing these towns, and you're getting off in the port. So she would have really given herself a better value had she traveled with Windstar than trying to do it on her own. She thought she could book it on her own. I want to go to this city for this amount of days, and this city and that city. But most of the time she's spending traveling trying to get to the other city, whereas Windstar does it for you.
And you get to be on a beautiful cruise ship while you're doing it.
And the food and the inclusions. I mean, it's why I don't know why people try and book things themselves. They think they're saving money, but they're getting such a higher level of value and of service, and all your needs are met on the Windstar ship.
Right, yeah. Dave, can you tell us a little bit more about those shore excursion experiences? What are they like?
You know, each one is carefully crafted by our team of product development managers, and they choose excursions that are for all levels, whether they could be a simple walking tour in a little village somewhere in the world, or something as challenging as whitewater rafting through Croatia.
Wow.
So we have something for everyone.
Uh-huh.
And the best part of small ship excursions is that you're not going out with busloads of people. You're usually going out in small motor coaches or vans, anywhere from 10 to 20 people on average. And so it's more intimate, and it's just more natural to be in a smaller group. And that's and every port we go to, we offer a variety of excursions that could be as unique as a small cooking class in Panama to learn how the local food is prepared, or something just very small and going to someone's home and watching how they cook meals in their different cultures. So it's unique everywhere we go.
That's amazing.
See, that's the best part of learning about when you're experiencing that. You know, a lot of these big cruise ships, that's a destination. They think it's wonderful, and they think that's what it's about. But if you really want to learn about your destination and you want to meet the locals and be immersed in the culture, then you need to be on a ship like Windstar, a cruise line like Windstar, because they're the ones who are going to let you have these experiences. And they just, it's just a different level. It's casual elegance. Is that a good way of saying it? Dave, would you agree with that?
That is the best way to say it, in my opinion. It is. And it just, it really feels good when you're on a Windstar cruise, because not only does the crew take such good care of you, but you're meeting a lot of like-minded, similar type of people. There's just people from all walks of life and different places from the U.S. and some other places around the world. But it's just unique, nice people that travel on Windstar, and it's so easy to make friends and get along with everybody on board.
Do you see people rebooking after their first experience with Windstar?
It is something that happens almost 50% of the time right now, and that's a very big number in the cruise business.
Oh, my goodness. I can imagine why. I mean, just being in that small group, I think, is so appealing to me, that you're on board with that small of a number of people. You would get to recognize your fellow passengers, the crew members. They would become, you know, your friends over that week, which really can't happen on a gigantic cruise ship.
It's like an extended family to some extent. But, you know, the nice part is also, I think, when I'm selling Windstar, I look at the way the people like to live their life. If they're not into dressing up and trying to outdo the Joneses, and it's sort of like they don't have to. You know, they're comfortable in their life and the way they are, and they don't have to show, you know, off to impress people, because themselves as a person is just, they're great, they're interesting. You want to converse with these people because it's, wow, they've done so many amazing things, or, you know, that's the best part.
So much fun. So how do you then find out more about Windstar? I mean, I guess obviously reaching through with Elise.
Yeah, you talk to me. You know, it's great to give us a call also at 935-WISE. That's 935-9493. And the best thing would be to come to our event next Tuesday. You know, we're going to have a little presentation. Dave will have some brochures there. We also invited a friend, a mutual friend from Uniworld to be there. But basically, Dave will be able to show a presentation, talk to you, answer questions. And by working with TravelWise, we're a Virtuoso travel agency, which Windstar is a partner with. Mm-hmm. And we always offer something extra. You can look online, you can think you know everything, but we offer something that you can't get online. Right. And if you're not sure, well, this is something new, why don't you educate yourself? At least come visit. We'll have some snacks. We'll have something, some, you know, beverages for you. And it'll just do you a service. Plus, our Merrill Lynch partners will be there too.
Oh, great.
So it'll be great. They'll be inviting some friends as well. So we'll have a nice mix of people who would be perfect Windstar guests.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. This is coming up on May 21st. It is next Tuesday at Merrill Lynch in Santa Rosa at 6:00 in the evening. And if you would like to be invited, all you have to do is just send an email to Elise, ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net. And we just want to make sure that we have room for everybody.
And we'll probably do something special that's maybe good for maybe a week if you end
sort of
up
offer?
There's always special offers. I always do something, and so if you do come and you do decide to go on Windstar, we'll offer you something special good if you book a Windstar cruise within the first week or two of the event.
Exciting. Well, Dave, we cannot wait to talk more with you about this. I know we're going to have you on Travel Tuesdays with us again, and then we'll be hanging out with you at Merrill Lynch next week, so that'll be cool.
Yeah. We'll go into more detail. We'll go a little bit more about what one can expect and take a look at Windstar Cruises online. And then just look at the itineraries, look at the destinations, and then call us to get the best pricing and offers.
Awesome. All right, Dave, thanks so much for talking with us this week, and we'll see you again soon.
You're so welcome. I'm looking forward to next Tuesday. Thanks.
That is Dave Schoenfeld. He is the regional sales manager for Windstar. And again, send an email now to ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. And then you can be on the list for our wonderful free mixer with Windstar and another provider on May 21st at 6 p.m. at Merrill Lynch. ksro@travelwise.net.